Guests across the Emirates are invited to witness the Adhan, or the call to prayer, and watch their Emirati hosts pray before sitting down to a traditional Emirati iftar. And it's all in the name of Ramadan. Considering the volume of expatriates living in the UAE, it's important for us all to know and crucially understand the holy month of fasting. Nasif Kayed, the general manager of the Sheikh Mohammed Centre of Cultural Understanding, explains that some expats are unaware about the significance of Islam, and it shouldn't be that way.
There's a lot of negativity. People say, well, I'm not a Muslim, I don't have any fast, why do I have to dress a certain way in Ramadan, whatever. Say, look, it's not, it's about you understand the other side. You go to a nightclub, they have a dress code. You go to a restaurant, they have a dress code. You know, they don't let you walk in with flip-flops. On the other hand, you go to a restaurant, it says no smoking, but you want to smoke after the meal, but you can't, you have to step outside. It's about given the others their freedom too. It's not how others treat you, it's how you treat others.
Along with experiencing the feast, visitors are encouraged to ask questions about Emirati customs and practices, and there's no holding back. Here's one of the volunteers, Dalia Samara, who says expats shouldn't worry about Ramadan, but they should respect it.
Kindly, we ask that people don't eat or drink in public. This is not so much that we want to torture the expats living here, but it's just to make it easier on the majority of Muslim population which is here. You know, don't worry about maybe drinking some water when you need to, these sorts of things. It's just not to be made very in your in someone's face eating, so on and so forth.
Situated in the heart of historical Bastakia, the Sheikh Mohammed Centre of Cultural Understanding aims to bridge the gap between Muslims and non-Muslims. And if there's ever an important time to do it, then it's Ramadan. Shona McCallum reporting for ARN News.